Giant 90.9. This is Inside Athletic Training. I am here with certified athletic trainer for the Toledo Walleye, Brad Frederick. How is your day going?
So far, it's so good. It was a nice trip to get out here, as always, get a little nap in the afternoon, but I'm excited to be here and get another game here.
How many years have you been an athletic trainer?
Well, you know what? I graduated in 95 from Bowling Green State University, and I was in the high school route. I had a couple different high schools the first 15 years, and then this is going on year 14 in pro hockey in the ECHL.
What sports have you worked with?
In the pro level, just hockey, and then at the high school level, I did everything they had, you know, football, soccer, basketball, baseball, you know, pretty much anything that the high school kids can get themselves into.
What was the worst injury you've seen, if you don't mind sharing with us?
The worst one we had was a few years ago. One of our defensemen ended up in front of the net, you know, a spot he's really not supposed to be on the offensive side, and kind of took a cross check, and as he was falling to the ice, the forward that took his spot at the blue line kind of sent a slap shot in and hit him between his nose and his mouth, and kind of nasty, but it separated his mouth basically from the rest of his skull.
What is the importance of athletic training?
Yeah, oh, that's a big question. To me, it's being in a position to help the athlete, whether it's, like I said, when I was at the high school level, you know, a seventh grade football player that's his first injury ever, or now in the pro ranks, this guy that's trying to make it up to the American League or the NHL, and the injury itself doesn't matter. It's taking the time to listen to their concerns, using the knowledge you've gained from college and all the experience you have to getting back to, or her back to, safely being able to play their sport, and then the enjoyment of watching them getting back to the level that they were at before.
What college did you attend to receive your athletic training degree?
I went to Bowling Green State University. I was fortunate. My stepfather worked at the university, so I was able to kind of go on scholarship and grade it. I like universities like Bowling Green and some of the other smaller ones where the city is basically the university. They tend to take care of you a little bit better. It's a hometown kind of feel, and I felt like I had a great education.
How did you decide on being an athletic trainer?
You know, I got to college. I knew I wanted to do something in the sports world, and just sitting and talking to the advisor, they put me in a couple of the basic classes and just kind of taught me and showed me some different aspects of the athletic training world, and I decided, you know, it looked great, and then I started taking some of the actual classes on what to do when you get into injuries and taking care of the body.
What do you tell the players that just hang around the trainer's room and not getting treatment done?
You know what, I don't mind talking to the guys. I like to feel that have a good communication, to feel like I get to know them, because then I think they'll come and talk to me with some minor injuries that may not keep them out of the lineup, but it's always good for me to have a good rapport with the players, so that way, again, they do feel calm to talk with me. But if they're just truly hanging out, I always find a way. I'll bring someone else in or find a way to kind of get them out of there, or, you know, kind of make something up to get them so they hang out more with their teammates than versus just sitting and talking to me.
That was Brad Frederick, head athletic trainer for the Toledo Walleye. This is Giant 90.9.